that I moved in once, and I had such an awful time, look like I never get a crop planted that year. You know, the moon would never get right unless it would rain on that particular time, and I went down there ranting that Reagan threatened to run them all off. And he told me I didn't believe in the Bible, or if I didn't believe planting by the signs of the moon.
Yeah. They still have that. Now, I've been,
he was a nigger preacher and was a big leader, you know. And
he wasn't a real preacher, though. He was a farmer, was he just?
Well, as far as they were concerned, he was, yes. In other words, he preached every Sunday, and he married them all, and he did do some bad. Of course, that marrying didn't mean anything to him. They got ready to leave.
So they did what?
They just separated. That is it. They never got a divorce. They were, most all of them are bigamist, or maybe they married one time, and from then on, they just took up with each other, you know.
When they got married, they call that, they said they were doing more.
Jumping the broom.
Well, you know, this man that worked.
And he knew that. I wasn't going to say anything or get on him too hard, you know, because he had Mary Ann sitting up there in his lap. But he knew just as well and he'd done wrong, and I was going to get on him. He was prepared. He was sitting on that back porch. And I said, nursing her.
Yeah. Nursing your...
My child.
Yeah.
My daughter.
Our son.
Yeah. Well, he bossed him, too.
Yeah, he just bossed him. They'd get mad at him. But
he'd have
to lead the horse. He wouldn't let them ride by themselves, just them holding the reins. He'd have another rope on his lead that he'd give the reins to the bridle, you know. But
yeah. What do you mean when you say you got in touch with him? You got...
Well, I was peeved at him, mad at him, you know. He'd slip off, and he'd ride a steel saddle horse out at night of the barn corral. Ride it, you know, half the night from one nigger house to another.
Yeah. The children loved him. All children did. We had company one time, Carlton's brother. Those children were not used to black people.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, ours were. But they loved Joe. And Neil was not quite old enough to go to school. The little boy that was visiting, we were at the dinner table one day, and he says, "Mom, I've decided what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a nigger like Joe."
He was an orderly to colonel in World War I. And of course, he went through the war. France came back, but he had a discharge. Everything on it was excellent, you know. That officer evidently thought a lot of him, but and we did too, because he's just part of the family.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it was during slavery. When a wife has letters here, her grandparents and great-grandparents, they'd be writing somebody over Mississippi and North Carolina, you know, say all's well except so-and-so. He got burned, he got hurt or something, and in other words, if you didn't know, you'd think it was her child, but it was one of the Negroes, you know, one of the black people.